Writing.
Are you on?
Are we on? All right, we'll call the meeting to order, 1:01. That's okay. Agenda, does everyone have a look at the agenda? Any add-ons or deletions?
I have two additions, reports of committees, Two Rivers Service to Seniors regarding their spring newsletter, and new business, 4 Minister of Municipal and Northern Relations, re-request for participation in independent study on inclusion, and I do request in camera.
Okay. Anything else? We have a mover for that, please.
Sterk.
Seconder?
Sterk.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Has everyone had a chance to read the minutes, and can we have a mover for the minutes, please?
Tom Tickle.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Financial payment of accounts, can we have a mover for that one?
McDougal.
Seconder?
Monkey.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Yeah, they were checked.
Which one is this?
Yours, yes.
Okay.
Give me a minute.
Can we get a mover and a seconder for the two paychecks?
Sterk.
Sterk. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
You come back?
Let's leave them all here. Oh.
Can we have a mover for that one, please?
Sterk.
Seconder?
Monkey.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Public Works update. Got anything Public Works?
It's covered off in our new business and that, eh? So we'll wait till then.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Utility report. Everyone's got it in their handout. Reports of committees. White Mouth Reynolds Planning District. That's in your handout. Northeast Man Community Health Committee. April 4th updates. Eastman Regional Municipal Committee, minutes of December 18th is in there, and February 26th and March 27th, White Mouth Reynolds Waste Management Facility, minutes of March 20th. And then the one you added on was Two Rivers Service to Seniors. It's in the spring newsletter, and I think this is the one here, right?
Yep.
Okay, verbal reports of committees. Councillor McDougall.
We had a planning committee meeting on the 2nd, fairly uneventful, some stuff going on in Reynolds that we reviewed. That'll make its way into our package next. Waste management, I'll let Tim talk about that. Public Works, we had yesterday some stuff going on here that will come up later in today's meeting. That was it.
Okay. Councilor Stead.
Colleen and I took an IRA call. It's just information and update on doctors and their search for doctors in our area. More just an information.
Good. Councilor Sterk?
Nothing for me.
Nothing. Councilor Deputy Reeve Honke?
Okay, well, as like you said, Public Works, that'll come up under the new business and everything like that. With the waste management, just a reminder to everybody on the tipping feeds and that will be going up starting May 1st and everything. We're going to be leasing a backhoe and that on a 2-year lease there to see if we can catch up with some of our stuff and that, let the waste management and that start recapping a bunch of stuff and everything.
And that's being, I guess, driven by environment.
That is driven by the environment and everything exactly. It's things are changing. It's getting more and more difficult there.
Myself, I had Northeast Man Health, and the big thing there was making sure doesn't completely fall under us as far as the council, making sure that we have our doctors in place. So right now we have one on Monday, we have one on Friday, and we also have a teen clinic in Whitemouth where school kids and whoever can, it's every second Tuesday they can go in confidentially and talk to a doctor. I also attended a museum one, and the museum right now is working towards their functions that they have during the year, and always looking for volunteers and things of that nature, looking for donations, the typical thing. And also attended the Eastman Regional Municipal Committee, and there's many things going on as a whole region. But the big thing that's being worked on right now is hopefully this will come to, you know, that will happen one day, is the standardization of bylaws. Every municipality is working on their own bylaws. Everybody is spending their own money on it. Everybody is trying to figure out, you know, what the bylaws are, what the policies are. And, you know, it's time for the government to start doing this. But so that's being worked on, and that's the main thing at that committee right now. And that's it. We will go into communications. Number one, Canadian Nuclear Laboratories, Regional Leaders Gathering. Okay, what that's about. They're going to change the place. That's the one, Blaine, that you and I went to last year, and that was at
South Beach.
South Beach?
Yeah.
Thank you. And they're changing it because it's way, way bigger. Apparently, they got more people attending, so they'll give us the information when it comes about. Number two, Hummingbird Energy, Green Municipal Fund Eligibility Available. Now, this one, Colleen, and you can correct me, this is where they want to know the information on our buildings that you need to pass to them in order to even...
Only if council would like us. What it is they're offering with this green initiative that they're looking for budget 2025 items. And to see if you would be eligible for certain things, they're saying that they need municipal building information, which we have if council wanted to go through that. That's up to council, but when things come forward to administration, we like to make sure you're aware if you'd like us to move further on it. That's all.
What's the availability of these grants and how much are they, do you know?
I would like to find out if it's free.
Yeah, well, then we should research it.
If that's okay with council, I would spend a little bit more time on it if that's okay.
I think we should probably research it if we have the opportunity. If it's nothing, it's nothing.
I did do the 30-minute online with them in regards to Whitemouth, just asking questions. And it did seem like when they sent it to me that it's something that possibly, if there's funding that we can get towards the municipality, I believe we should look into it. And if you want to consider it for a 2025 budget item, that would be a council decision at a later date.
I recommend we do.
Yeah, I said.
Okay.
Continue to research?
Continue to
research. And supply the information?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Number three, Association of Manitoba Municipalities, Provincial Budget Observations. Well, we've all listened to the budget, to Premier Rob Canoe's, Wob Canoe's budget, so you can read that. Number four, Seven Sisters Wildlife Association invitation for Reeve Emerald to attend their annual family day on May 11th, 2024. That's a Saturday.
It is. I do have a resolution prepared, should council see fit.
We have a mover for that.
Okay.
Seconder.
Scare.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'm not sure. I don't go into that. But anyway.
I guess somebody could go else.
Yeah, could go or whatever. Yeah. We'll see. Number five, Karen Steiner, a thank you. Thank you, Karen, for sending that back to us. Number six, Two Rivers to Seniors in-kind grant work approved, newsletter and storage. Again, I think that's something, Colleen, that you guys do a good job of helping all committees on any grant that comes through or that's coming into the municipality if they're asking for the help.
We certainly try and do what we can because it's all minimal and we know that council's always willing to help and tells us to do every committee. So when we've gotten this little request regarding storage for $25 and such. We just like to make sure that we get it out right away, because they're.
And we have to know, if they don't tell us, we don't know. Number seven, North Eastman Municipal Forum, meeting on May 13th. Okay, that's a informational meeting, that's the forum on May 13th in Lactobani Municipal Forum.
If I could please have a resolution, should anybody wish to attend?
Okay, can we have a mover for that?
Stark.
Seconder?
Stark.
All in favor?
Aye.
Does anybody know who is attending that day that I could confirm?
That's the municipal forum, I will attend.
I will go.
Unless something comes up that day.
That's okay.
I'll have to get back to you on that, make sure I don't have anything.
Yeah. Number.
You'll get back to me. Tim, do you know if you're going?
I don't know yet.
Okay, you guys could let me know, that'd be perfect, thank you.
Number eight, Interlake Eastern Regional Health Authority, current guidance on COVID vaccines. You can read whatever, I guess, it's in your pamphlet, it's in your thing. It's on COVID. Number nine, municipal and northern relationships, statutory review of planning legislation underway. Information in your package. Number 10, White Mall Recreation Center via the co-op walking trail.
So what that is, and it went to the Public Works first before it came here to see if this Public Works could take care of this task.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to read it if you don't mind, just to make sure everybody knows what transpired.
Mm-hmm.
We as White Mouth Recreation Association Board would like to take this opportunity to request the lights along the walking trail in the community grounds be removed due to continuous vandalism. This would include removing the posts as well as concrete foundation. Our understanding is that there is some funds left available in the trail fund given by the Beaujolais Co-op years ago, and we request that this money be put towards removing the lights. Should any money be left over from the removal of lights and concrete, the remainder would be put towards a bench if approved. As previously discussed, it was suggested that for this to be completed at the RM limiter, it would have to be agreed by council, because although the committees come to me, I make no decisions. I bring it, of course, here to council. So there is $2,547.93 left in that account, and the Public Works Committee thought it would be okay if it was okay with council, and Public Works said that they would have that done. They would remove those posts because of the safety hazard, no concerns at all. And should there be enough funds left over, a concrete bench or a bench did seem like that would be approved by the committee as well. So if council sees fit, we did put a resolution together to have the remaining light standards complete with concrete removed. And we did put and a concrete bench, but we didn't finish it off because we didn't know if that was their recommendation or if that was okay with council.
And that's their money anyway, right?
Yeah.
Oh, who's vandalizing this shit?
If we knew, there would not be a problem.
Yeah, okay. All right, okay. So can we have a mover for that?
Okay.
So I'm going to put in here with a total cost not to exceed this amount. Is that okay?
Why do they got to do that stuff?
It's just sad, isn't it?
Well, it's a shame because I see a lot of people using that at night.
Oh, and you know what my information is? There isn't a lot of people there at night, so thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, I don't... You know, I don't want to interrupt, but it's,
yeah.
It, you know.
Okay, yeah, we get you, thank you. Okay, number 10. Peter Tynes, Sturgeon Bay, not affiliated with, he's not affiliated with Facebook posts.
Did we finish that resolution?
Oh, we didn't finish the resolution?
I think we did.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay, sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Yeah.
Then we'll go to Peter Tynes, Sturgeon Bay, not affiliated with Facebook post.
Yeah, apparently there was some information that was circulating on Facebook in regards to Mr. Tynes' subdivision. So he wanted council to be aware that the information that was distributed was not provided by himself nor approved by himself.
And then he also has a request for second extension of conditional use C11 2022.
Further to our recent meeting and subsequent telephone conversations, please accept this email as my formal request to extend this conditional use approval for an additional 12 months. The unforeseen COVID crisis created great uncertainty with unprecedented construction costs increased, followed by substantial interest rate hikes. My original joint partner lost interest when Manitoba Hydro delayed pushed us to a time when increased infrastructure hardened off, as well as increased home cottage build costs, meant that many potential home cottage buyers would have had a much harder time being able to afford a new home or cottage at Sturgeon Bay Resort. While it is good that market conditions and construction costs have somewhat normalized, they are still above and are likely to return to pre-COVID levels. We are therefore considering, in addition to larger home options, an expanded range of home cottage designs to be able to offer more affordable options for buyers. Attached to this email are a few examples. Here are some links. Since they're under Whitemull's 800 square foot size, they understand that there would be a variation. At this time, I have credible replacement potential joint venture partner that is in due diligence. For the above reasons, I'm requesting and would appreciate a second 12-month extension of conditional use approval. And you have everything else that came with it. So that's a council decision if you would like to or not.
I thought he made a good case for it. We went through a lot to get to this stage with him, with the public hearings already.
So would anybody like to propose a resolution either for approved or should you like to?
I would move a motion.
You want to move a motion to approve this? Okay.
I'll second it.
And may I then call for the votes?
Can we have, all in favor?
Aye.
So that's confirmed. The conditional use has been extended for another 12 months, correct? Perfect. I just want to make sure. Yeah, I got it.
Number 12, Whitemull Childcare Center, shed request.
That was just to let you know I don't have a permit. They didn't come back with a site plan yet, but they are asking that a little shed be placed there. My colleague on that committee, Councillor McDougall, looked at that. We can't see that there's a would be a huge concern, but definitely wanted council to be aware that that may be coming. So to make sure there would be no concern with a little shed being located there.
Who would move it?
Not worried about that. I'm worried about the permissions. To get it done, it will be later.
Okay.
So if they came forward, though, council would be receptive. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's fine.
I think
it's their shed. I don't think it would be our. You know, it's their. Theirs, not ours.
It's coming from the daycare.
It's at the school right now.
School.
I have asked for the actual location from where it would be coming to and go. I don't have that yet to show because I would need that for the tax roll as well.
It's just a little shed. Number 13, Association of Manitoba Municipalities Eastern Directors Update. So that's in your package. 14, Municipal and Northern Relations Medical First Response Proposed Changes from the Department of Health, Seniors, and Long-Term Care. So there's a lot of work going on, and it's in your package, and the government's working on that. Number 15, Public Utilities Board, certified copy of Board Order number 4524. That was actually from 218. Okay. Number 16, Association of Manitoba Municipalities, Government Responses to Resolutions. So that's all the resolutions that are in the package that will be at the next meeting. Okay. Number 17, Whitemull Child Care Center, RIA update from John Q. Colleen, do we have any status from Joe Lessie on the status of the painting of the water building beside it?
I did just send that off as per your request. I have not received back. How about if I do an update on that?
Yeah, because they were gonna match that painting to the color of the daycare center. That would really sharpen that corner up.
We'd heard it verbally, but I didn't see it.
We heard it verbally.
So we're just making sure.
Let's ask.
Alrighty, and we are looking at a warranty update meeting just to make sure. So Councillor McDougall and I will be having that little meeting with Dave just to make sure we're all keeping everything in, that nothing's going to be left behind.
Okay. Unfinished business. Number one, Lagoon. Information from Travis Parsons, General Manager for the Manitoba Water Services Board. So we're just gathering all the information we can get at this time, right?
Correct, we're just hoping that we're gonna be completely funded, we're for our, in the 2025 project, but we're just hearing tinkles, certainly not the full confirmation yet.
We'll keep working. Water line south of Elma, well, at this point we'll table that, we're still working on that to see whatever is available.
And I just sent an email off to the arm of Reynolds today just to see if there was anything more they needed with the information we had sent from the utility about people that had asked about hooking on and stuff. So if I hear anything more, I'll let council know.
And are they applying for funds too?
As far as I know, to my knowledge, they were applying through Manitoba Water Services Board to put this on their 5-year capital request.
Number 3, MLA Washco. Child care funding response meeting invitation and update, awaiting meeting date. Well, we've been awaiting for a little while now. So do we leave it on here, or do we, what does the child care committee think? Or leave it? We're gonna leave it, good enough.
I would leave it because I've still, the ball's over there. And April 4th, they advised us from the MLA's office that they would get back to us.
Okay. Number 4, Manitoba Hydro Generating Station Annexation, that's ongoing. We're still working on that project, and hopefully. That's probably going to be a long process. Number 5, Animal Bylaw, Number of Dogs, Zoning Maps, and Dog License Listings Included for Direction. So there's quite a bit to this, isn't there?
Just so that we know exactly which zones you want to make sure we do it right. And that, how do we address the 5-year licenses that are already out with excessive, that many dogs? So we need a lot more direction before we would be able to move on this request at all.
Go ahead. Just with what I had originally proposed, where the hole in our bylaw was that in our Ag Limited, we could have endless amount of dogs. So I think it's the AL that needs to be added to our bylaw. All of our zoning areas need to be, not just what's in our townships.
But what does it matter how many dogs a person has on his property in the country if he keeps them on his property?
That's the problem.
But our bylaw covers the fact
they're
that
not the police, though. There was an incident on Old 15 Road over Christmas of this year where a guy had 20-some dogs, and the province was involved, and they just could not keep them on the property, and they were terrorizing the neighbors.
So I think for something like that, like a loose dog bylaw would work better than a number restriction. I mean, how?
There already is a law preventing them from being loose.
But then why did we enforce it?
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Why didn't
it's
they get enforced?
It's been proven from this that we can't enforce it. The province took over and they just couldn't do anything.
The thing that worries me is if somebody has 4 or 5 dogs now, are we going to go to each person's house and they can get rid of dogs?
No,
or
no. I mean, if they can, if that dog was born before this day, they're grandfathered in like anything else.
But then how would we go about going house to house and knowing
what
dogs?
Are we going to?
What dogs were here before?
It's when a complaint comes to us, like every other bylaw. We don't actually go looking for trouble. It's when it comes to us that we can have a way that we can deal with it. And if your problem's 5 dogs, I've got nothing against 5 dogs. What happened was 20 dogs.
Yeah, but if that guy would have had his dogs kenneled, he wouldn't have had a complaint.
Okay.
But if he had 5 dogs running, if he had 5 dogs running around, we still would have had a complaint.
I'll tell you what the number is to our neighbors. And the reason he ended up here was because he got chased out of the arm of Broken Head for having these dogs. So he bought land that I'm very familiar with, because he had to bring these dogs here. He got chased out of there. Reynolds has a bylaw, blanket bylaw, 2 dogs. 2 on every zoning they've got. So they don't have these problems. This was a big problem. Like, you're familiar with it, Blaine. You were speaking towards them on Facebook.
This was
a problem.
The only issue I have is how do we know, okay, we get a complaint, somebody, and we go there and somebody's got, just say, 5, 6 dogs. And they say, well, my dogs were born before this. How do we know they were or they weren't?
I guess for the first few years, you've got to believe them. I mean, there's going to be a transitional phase going into this. In 10 years, when someone tells you their dog was born yesterday and it's
See, to me, it doesn't solve the problem. The dogs were running at large.
But we can't solve the problem.
If he had five dogs running at large, it would have still been a problem, just
don't
a smaller problem.
Don't we have an example where we can't solve the problem of noise either? It's the same scenario. We have bylaws, but we can't solve the problem. We're not... The province actually had a hard time solving this problem.
And it was a problem, the problems that came out there?
Oh, yeah. I think our bylaw officer was involved. Was
definitely.
We have a file on it. We couldn't solve it. We couldn't fix it.
Because the province did push forward and say that they were the ones that were in charge.
Okay, and they couldn't fix it either. Eventually,
and that we could only adhere to our bylaw, which was keeping them on the property, and that's was what we were trying to enforce through our bylaw officer.
And that's what I'm getting at. What does it matter? Like, if a dog breeder wants to come here and he's got kennels and he wants to have 30, 40 dogs, what does it matter?
This isn't
that's
a
different license. Huh?
But
license
this guy applied
for
a kennel license.
He didn't have a license.
No, but so we tell him you can only have five dogs. He comes, applies for a kennel license. He's got his 20
okay, well,
dogs.
We got the information on this one here. Did you guys go through it all? There's a lot of stuff in there. I don't know if it has to be done with the zoning. Can we look through it? Make sure everyone studies it properly. Make sure we know exactly what's going on. We'll table it for 2 weeks and then deal.
Well, what could we do that would help us with the enforcement of keeping them from being running loose, running spree? It is what the problem is. It's not really the numbers. It's the people keeping them on their property and being responsible for them. And if our bylaw isn't allowing us to go there and enforce this, what do we need in our bylaw to allow us to go there and say, hey, look, your dogs are loose. I don't care if you got 5 or 20. If they're on your property and contained, that's fine. If they're out in public and causing a nuisance, what do we need to do to allow us to send our bylaw officer there to say, look, this has got to stop and to handle it?
I don't know.
It seems like there's a hole in our bylaw where they're
I don't think so. The province took over.
But they used to trap dogs that ran at large. I mean, he would phone the dog catcher, he would put a trap up, you'd catch the dog and he would take it. And then he would find the guy, if he wanted his dog back, he'd have to pay the fine. Like, why didn't that happen? That's what I'm getting. We have bylaws in place to, but it just seemed like there was a step missing. Like, I don't care if a guy's got 20 dogs in a kennel on his property. If he's got one dog running around, that could be just as big of a problem as 20 dogs running around.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know?
But this was a pack. And
no, I hear
issue.
You. But the dogs should be still contained to his property, whether he's got
one or 20.
So I think we got to look at how do we enforce that. What do we do when these dogs leave this guy's property and become a nuisance?
But we couldn't do anything.
But that's what we got to find out.
That's what.
Well, what did we just learn from this calling? What could we do?
With this, what I was doing was getting to make sure that I knew where you wanted to change the amount of dogs that you brought up.
No, I mean with our bylaw officer, when it was with our own file, what did we learn that we could or couldn't do to enforce it?
I would have to review that file. I didn't know I was going to be asked. I would not want to go by memory, but yes, the province got involved.
But that's a good answer we can bring back to the next meeting. Like.
I can go through that file again, no problem.
Like what authority do we have to catch dogs?
You have a bylaw that says that if they're off their property, we can do that.
We have that. We had it the same one we had.
And
the,
that's what should
the rabbits.
We should
and
look
why,
at enforcing.
Why didn't it work last time?
That's what I'm asking. Is what's the hole that?
Yeah.
Well, let's get the answers to the questions.
Can I ask then, I'll pull out the bylaw officer's report from last summer then. I just don't really remember it all.
No,
let me
fine.
Look into it.
Yeah.
I can even ask him. Maybe there was something when he was dealing with the problem.
Table it, yeah.
Table
it.
Yeah, I don't think we should restrict dogs on the property. It's when they come off the property. I don't care how many dogs you're in. If you got one vicious dog running around.
So what I'll do is I'm tabling it to get you just a little bit more information. Is that correct?
Yeah, please.
Mm-hmm. One more. Number 6, White Wolf Grocery request for liquor sales update. Minister Samard called April 5th, 2024. Do we have anything on writing on that call? Or?
Absolutely not. Deputy Reed was in my office, thank goodness, and when that call came, and it was just a stone call, cold call. We weren't expecting it at all. Deputy Honky took it very professionally, and he advised that there was much more of a concern than they thought when we started out speaking to Zach. We didn't realize that the minister was on the line, but it was great that he was, and Deputy Reeve Honke was able to address it and confirm some of the fallacies that he was told. So we're waiting for more information, but it was not followed up in writing. Can we do that now?
Yes, let's just please do that. Okay, we will go. It is 1:30. We're going to go back into the public hearing. You're going to have to come out of this, Lee.
Yes. Getting you the resolution. And I'm going to hand it over to Lacey.
Well, not yet. Okay, can we have a mover to come out of? Seconder?
Okay, now, who was the mover and the seconder? I've had three calls.
All those dead.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Got it. Okay. Now we're in the hearing setting, and I'd introduce our finance officer.
End it.
There we go. Reed Amarok, go for it.
All right. Hello and welcome, everyone. We are pleased to share our financial plan for 2024. Council has worked diligently on this year's budget, which includes an overall mill rate increase of 1.1 points, with the municipal portion being 0.243 points and the school division being 0.878. We have a busy year planned with several capital projects to benefit the municipality. These will be continuing the curb stop program, building a garage at the water treatment plant to protect our assets there, finishing the office upgrades to the exterior of the building, completing two bridge inspections, finishing the improvements on Elevator Road, building the Wardrop Way Road funded through lot sales, starting work on the Wardrop Way Utility Fund, funded through utility fund connection revenue, purchasing a new truck for the fire department, and also repairing and upgrading a portion of Juno Road. The municipality received one-time funding from the Province of Manitoba's Rural Strategic Infrastructure Fund, totaling $125,000. The money is for capital projects. This will be put towards the new truck for the fire department and the road improvements planned for 2024. Should you wish to speak to our financial plan, please be sure to sign in on the sheet provided. Wherever they are.
Just here?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just in case. Perfect.
Just in case.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't want to be shushed halfway through.
And that's perfect. Exactly
what we signed. Okay, we ask you to please hold questions until the presentation is over. And I'd now like to introduce our finance officer, Lacey Smith, who will present the financial plan in greater detail.
Hi, everyone. All right. So, let's just go over some of the objectives of this hearing for the financial plan. First, I'd like to welcome you to the 2024 financial plan hearing, and thank you for taking the time to attend. So this hearing is just to provide residents with the opportunities to hear and see what plans are in store for 2024 and a little bit of beyond. This presentation will include the general overall of the 2023 activities and as well as an outline of the 2024 financial plan. So there will be an opportunity for questions following the presentation. So just to sum up the 2023 highlights, some of the big projects we did. We got a new plow truck. We have new computers and upgrades at the office. We did some of the elevator road improvements. We have the new childcare facility that is now in operation as of September. We did the curb stop program, and we will be continuing that in 2024. And we installed 5 new hydrants. We also did the niche at the cemetery.
If anyone wants, it's up here on the TV screen, eh? Harvey?
No, it's good.
Okay, good. Thank you.
There's also a paper copy on that table there if you'd like it.
Good.
So this is just a quick little recap of the budgeted revenue for 2024. So we are up here on the presentation, we have the total tax revenue as $3,225,000 approximately. The school requisition though is around $1.4 million, so that leaves the municipal portion being around $1.8 million. As for the other revenue, we are expecting to generate around $726,000. And then we are going to be transferring from our reserves around $540,000. So this leaves our total municipal revenue at $3,095,000 approximately. So how is this going to impact our mill rate for 2024? I've broken it down into the municipal portion, the Sunrise School Division, and then the combined total. So this up here is based on a property that would be assessed at $100,000. And assuming it's a residential property, which is a 0.45 assessed value. So in 2023, our mill rate for the municipal side was 16.798. So you would have had a tax of $755.91. In 2024, we're going to be adding 0.243 of a mill rate. So that's going to bring the tax bill on the municipal side up to $766. That's an increase of around $11. The Sunrise mill rate, though, has also increased. So the mill rate for 2023 was 11.518. That would have looked like $518. For 2024, their mill rate's going up by 0.878. So that's going to bring us up to $557, which is about a $40 increase. So the total increase is about 1.121 points. So on your tax bill, that would be about a $50 increase total. Just keep in mind that the municipal is what we're concerned with. That's our operating budget. So a quick look at some of our other revenues. Our total, I don't want to go too much into too much detail right now, but our total from 2023 budget was just under $500,000. Our 2023 actual, though, was $673,000. Oh, sorry about that. Just keep in mind, though, part of this increase was the Wardrobe Way sales, which we didn't have budgeted for, so that's part of the reason why it looks so high. The 2024 budget, we are expecting $726,000 in revenue. Now, part of this increase is the conditional transfers, and this is because of that one-time rural strategic fund funding that we're getting, that's $125,000. So that's a big factor in our revenue increase here. So just a quick overcap of our 2024 operating budget. So our total operating budget is going to be, our operating budget is $2,835,000. So we're increasing that by about $161,000, or a 6% increase. The total expenditures, though, is going to be $3,094,000. And that's up from $2,864,000. It's about an 8% increase. So let's look at our expenditures. So this is the breakdown of the municipal expenditures from 2023 and the projected ones from 2024. For the 2024 budget, our total expected expenditures is $3,094,000. Okay. Leave that up. There we go. So this is just a breakdown in categories, and we did a nice little pie chart for you just to help you visualize a little bit. So we're going to go start with general government. General government is going to make up 21% of the expenditures, protective services 8%, transportation services 27%, environmental 5%, public health and welfare is 2%, environmental development is less than 1%. Economic development is 1%. Recreation and culture is 2%. The fiscal services is 25%, and the transfer to reserves is 8%. The general government services. So let's take just a little bit of a closer look at general government. The total expenditure will be $645,000, up from $546,000 in 2023. It's an overall increase of about 18%. This category covers all the administrative services and council expenses, including legal, audit, newest asset retirement obligations, office expenses, administrative wages, and assessment services. So the biggest change to the general government expenditures is the asset retirement obligations. This is a new requirement that wasn't required before. So this is going to require testing and consultations, and the initial cost is expected to be around $50,000. So in future years, it should be lower, but it's going to be higher this year. Okay, now let's look at protective services. This includes all firefighting services, emergency measures, bylaw enforcement, and 911 call center contract. The total expenditure for 2024 is $234,000, and this is up from $219,000 in 2023. It's an overall increase of about 7%. The biggest changes here is the increase to the firefighting budget, particularly for training and new equipment. In transportation service, now this includes road repairs and improvements, equipment costs, public works wages, drainage, snow clearing, brushing, ditching, street lighting, and engineering services. The total for 2024 is $851,000, up from $788,000 in 2023. It's an overall increase of about 8%. The rising cost of materials and freight are a big factor here. Road repairs and equipment services, this includes, hold on one second. I don't think we're going to need to go too much into more detail there. Let's see, environmental health. So this includes the waste management facility and the brush site, the municipal well testing. Our budget this year is $139,000. It's up from $119,000 last year, an increase of 16%. The big factor here is the waste management facility will require an increase of around $19,000 for the municipal portion of the operating budget. Public health and welfare. This includes cemeteries, childcare, the hand event services, and social assistance. The total this year is around $55,000. It's up from $48,000 last year, an increase of 13%. The handyman expenditures account for a large portion of this increase, but much of this increase will be made up through the revenue from the handyman in the revenue section. Environmental development. Okay, so this covers primarily the costs associated with our building inspector. The 2024 budget is $26,000. It's down from $31,000 for a decrease of 16%. The economic development. This includes weed control, tourism, and economic development. The total this year is $43,000, down from $46,000 in 2023. It's a decrease of 7%. Recreation and culture. So this includes our community centers, the canoe lodges, beaches, museum, and the library. The total cost for 2024 is $67,000. It's down from $85,000 in 2023. The overall decrease is 21%. Now the biggest, or the reason for this big change here relates to no longer having a recreation director and the cost associated with the position. We've also moved part of one of the grants, the $8,000 grant, into our reserves instead, so we can build our reserve back up. Fiscal services. This includes the transfers to capital and the debenture debt charges that we have. So the 2024 total is around $773,000. It's down from 2023 total of $788,000. The decrease is only about 2%. And the transfers to reserves. So the 2024 budget for transfers includes a new reserve fund for the child care facility and one for Wardrobe Way. The one from Wardrobe Way is funded solely from lot sales. So any lot sale revenue we get from there goes into this reserve. Okay, so the budget this year is $259,000. It's up from the $191,000 of 2023, an increase of 35%, but that's like largely due to the new reserves that we have on here. So that sums up the expenditures. Now let's look at the proposed capital expenditures of 2024. Okay, so we're looking at building a garage at the water treatment plant to protect the assets. We're looking at continuing the curb stop program, finishing up the elevator road improvements, the office upgrades. We're doing some exterior and some interior. We're looking at doing some bridge inspections, continuing the sidewalks. The lagoon is on here. It's not the 2025 project. It's more the prep work. Then we have Juno Road. We're looking at doing some road improvements on Juno Road. A sand shed at here. We currently don't have a concrete base one, and we probably should. Then we're also looking at the fire department truck, Wardrobe Way Road, and the Wardrobe Way utility. The Wardrobe Way stuff that's on here is funded by Wardrobe Way. So if we look at the funding, where the funding is coming from, $100,000 is coming from utility funds, $640,000 is coming from reserves, and $145,000 is coming from the general operating. And just note that that general operating includes the Rural Strategic Infrastructure Fund. So the $125,000 that we got from the government is included in that $145,000 from general operating. We have no plans for borrowing this year. A quick look at the 2024 utility revenue and expenditures. So utility essentially covers itself. The total revenues expected are $750,000 approximately, and the expenditures match that. You will note though that the transfer to reserves is around $69,000. This is significantly less than past years. And this transfer to reserves is basically the extra from the revenue that we make. So just a quick little breakdown by categories here, just so you can see where we're getting our revenue from. We have 59% coming from our property taxes, 17% coming from the reserves, 7% coming from the other revenue, and 17% coming from grants. And how is your tax bill gonna look? So this blue portion here is the municipal, and that's 50% of your tax bill will go to the municipal. The other 43% is school related. So 40% is the Sunrise and 3% is the provincial. Okay, so that pretty much sums up the 2024 financial plan presentation. We will now open the floor for questions.
So 43% of our taxes is strictly school?
Yes.
And you had quite a few in there where we've actually reduced our costs.
Yeah, we did. And that's why I put in there where we saw the decrease.
Yeah. And then from general operating, we're only taking out $25,000. Basically, because we're getting the $125,000.
Because we have the rural strategic.
That's all we need to make this go.
So that would be for you there.
Huh?
That's that one right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no. Well, we're faced with a lot of, inflation pressures. That's why I asked the $25,000. That's all. That doesn't come back later on. That's what we need. That's basically
that's
it.
Correct.
There.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are taking
because everything we purchase, everything we purchase is twice the amount.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm not questioning. That's mm-hmm. good. Thank you. Anyone else? Anywhere out here?
Well, I got a few questions. first one, elevated rope, it gets come up a few times.
It's on the.
And there was money spent last year, fair amount. Why are there restrictions? You have three businesses there that are really being affected, and they're not going to hurt that road if those upgrades are done properly.
Well, they haven't been affected because we've allowed them to bypass the restrictions.
But yeah, that's not a budget question.
The sign should not be there because.
Yeah, it's not a budget question. We've got to make sure.
No, but I mean, elevated road, there's money for budget. You're looking at improving the game. So, my idea is if you're spending money, and I'm sure that's on that strip again, you're doing more work.
So, the work is primarily for the top coat, though.
So, are you entertaining them dropping those restrictions when the work is done?
I don't.
Because that's pointless. You don't police it anyway, so. No. And it does affect the business. I've talked to the business people there, and they have sometimes semis that have turned away, not realize they see the sign, and then they turn away and then say, "Well, we can go and deliver."
It's not that part's not on budget, but I'm going to quickly say the businesses know that they've been exempt from that. They know that, so whatever they're saying is they're exempt.
Good.
Okay, let's go to budget. Any other budget questions? Harvey?
No.
Paul?
No.
Bernie?
Yeah, loan payments of $13,000. That can't be very. You don't have much of a loan then.
We borrowed nothing. What's that for?
That's mostly from the fire debenture that we have from the fire hall.
From the fire hall.
And then we do have some from the water utility as well.
Okay.
But it's not a big amount.
Yeah, we haven't borrowed anything in 5 years.
Yeah. That's good.
Overall in this budget, how much is going to be spent on gravel? We know inflation costs, crushing, whatever. What is the actual amount that you're
Hold on, I can get that.
Because I know it's in there somewhere, but I don't know the breakdown.
Okay.
A couple places.
It is a couple places because you have your gravel costs, but you also have your freight costs. So the gravel budget has gone up to $79,000 for the actual material, and the freight has also gone up to $100,000 because it costs a lot too.
Okay, so in some of these cases, I know crushing is expensive, but I go to the gravel pits at Settings Corner. There's the weight grip has got to be over $100,000. Are some of these roads that would only cost you then transportation costs? And for some of the roads, they're mud now. They're past, even where a lot of gravel will help. Could you not entertain just paying the royalties on that and trying to get these roads in up to standards? I mean, I drove past one of the counselors this spring and I had to put the truck in four-wheel drive.
Amen.
that's not acceptable anymore.
Thank
when there's this waste gravel that all you have to do is pay the royalties. Because crushing, what's crushing now? Probably 40 a meter, 50 a meter, I don't know. Where the royalties there is probably going to cost you less than $5 a meter. And then all you pay is transportation. Reduce your costs and service the roads better.
Well, it's something we can definitely, I think, look into.
Because that's where I go and steal all my gravel to gravel my road with my bales. That I'm still doing, even though I requested output.
Anyway, she's got it written down and I wrote it down.
But I think it's worth looking at.
On your way back, could you drop a few bucks?
No, but I know it's a cost. I've talked to Walter about it. I should say Reeve. Anyway, and there's a way to reduce it. We used to do it when I was with Highways. Budgets were tight even then, and it's gotten worse with fuel prices.
A lot worse.
And we cut around the corners by doing that. And we had no issues with mud. Because roads are your infrastructure. They belong. That's where, if you're borrowing, that's like if I let my roof go for hell. My house ain't worth nothing. Your roads are the same. So even if you just kept them up with this sand, it's better than throwing up a sign, dirt road, not maintained. That doesn't help you even financially to borrow against. And this year, the roads were bad, and they were, in some cases, terrible in this municipality when I crossed over from others. But, so just food for thought.
Oh, we got it.
Yeah.
We got it. We don't mind having that. I mean, we know that. We travel. I know I was in McDonald municipality last week, and I could not drive through it. That was where my son lives, and they just told us stop because it was all dirt road. So it's faced. But we're always talking about trying to figure out this gravel thing.
But we're right on top of the pile here. And it's a big pile. I haven't hauled it all the way yet.
Yeah. Okay, anything else? Bernie, did you have something?
No. Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you. Okay. Then we will move out of the hearing and go back to our council meeting.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. Lisa, good job. What do you do now?
There we go. If we could please have to come out of the hearing setting.
And move to come out.
Aye, Google.
Second there. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carry.
Okay, so now you have had your hearing opened and closed, and now you may proceed with second and third readings to finish the bylaw off, should council see fit.
Can we have a mover?
For second reading, please.
Okay.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Third and final reading to your bylaw.
Can we have a mover, please?
McDougal.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
We will have your taxes ordered tomorrow. They were just
oh,
doing the outstanding balances. Thank you very much, Council. Now move forward.
And where did we leave off?
We left off at...
Number 7.
Correct. I'm awaiting a legal opinion on that.
Number 7, I'll go through it. 7 Sister Falls Community Center Tax Exemption Bylaw, awaiting legal opinion. Still waiting for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, bylaw number 758-24, rear utility rates, awaiting public utility board's response. So it's tabled. Number 9 is ambulance inquiry. That was brought on by Councillor Stead for me to just check into. We had a verbal conversation about that, and that's being looked at right across the province right now with every area. And I was kind of told that, our waiting time here isn't that terrible compared to some people's stories, but it's being looked at all the time. It'll come up more at our community health meeting, okay?
Good, thank you.
You're welcome. New business, number 1, seasonal grass cutting for 2024. Can I get Public Works to?
Well, there's...
I have a tentative resolution provided by the Public Works Committee
okay.
as a recommendation, and their recommendation for grass cutting, there was 4 advertisements. The recommendations for the 24-25 season are for Elmo Wayside Park to John Liker for $100 per week, to River Hills Picnic Area, Green Inspirations, $390 per month, 35A Elizabeth Crescent to Green Inspirations for $180 per month, and Herzog Cul-de-Sac and William Drive to Clive Schultz for $45 per cut for both.
So both cuts are $45.
If council sees fit, I would like a mover.
Mover for that?
Monkey.
Seconder.
McDougal.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
There's been interest in the commercial lots at Seven Sisters.
I'll read it out first for a sec. Commercial lots at Seven Sisters Falls, resale price. Now you can give us our...
Industrial Park in Whitemouth, you're selling them for $25,000 a lot. I realize that they're bigger than the ones in Seven Sisters Falls, but Seven Sisters Falls Am I still at the market value of approximately 14,000, or would you like to consider putting them somewhere near the other prices and do the same type of system as we sell a lot, we would move forward with the road? But it was only put on for conversation, so I would just like direction as to this, what you'd want for that sale price.
What are they worth?
Pardon?
What do you think, Councilor McDougall?
Assessed value in your package of $14,000.
Yeah.
And that was without adding that funding to build the road in, correct?
This is just to see if you wanted the same type of system as you gave me last year to do with this Whitemouth Industrial Park. It's up to council. Just when I'm getting conversations now or people inquiring, I want to make darn sure that I'm doing exactly what council wants.
They're assessed at 14? Is that the assessment or is it 12?
14.
Do you know what other lots have been selling for in Seven Sisters? Like,
yeah,
are they
well,
they're all right here. It was all in the packages with each assessment for each one.
So we'd be taking that and then we would move the funds from that, like they're doing with the board.
Depending
yeah,
on which particular
yeah,
lot.
That's
the.
Well, we did in Whitemont, just to summarize it a bit, as we decided it was sitting there for many years, not being sold. It was purchased years ago for that. We made a decision and we put them for $25,000. They're fairly big lots. But it's not being paid for by the ratepayers. It's being paid for when they sell a lot, the money goes, it's not a money-making venture. The money goes into the work that's getting done. Is that correct so far? We sold 6 lots in Whitemouth already, and we're gonna take that 150 and build as far as 150 goes with the road. Done deal. Doesn't cost anybody. So I would recommend that's the same thing we do. Not talking price, I'll stay out of it, I'm not the expert, but we could do that the same way. It cannot cost the ratepayers any money. As we sell a lot, that part of the road gets built.
But I think part of the question is, what should we charge for the lots? The setback was 14,000.
It's what they're worth, and it's not what they're worth, it's do you want to sell them or not sell them? That's
no, but I think they, I think
so,
I'm...
Whatever. Maybe Duncan knows that better than.
But I think we have a set price at 14,000 now. Is that
what the rule of thumb was? For administration, was council said anything that was of the assessed value to bring to them. Now is that still what you want? Now that you've changed the process with Whitemouth Industrial Park. What would you like done to Seven Sisters?
Not apples to apples, though. I mean, they're not
that's
the same
exactly
size
what I said to begin
smaller.
With. Huge dip, that the prices were different, that
they're
the
smaller.
Sizes were different.
I think value-wise is would be the same based off of a formula to accommodate for the size difference, starting with 25,000 like we did in Whitemouth.
And size it up so that
and
whatever that is opposed to this, is that fair with the rest of council that we do it that way?
So what, just give me a little
I more. Just think for an example, maybe these are, you know, 3/4 of that size, so you'd be 20,000
yeah.
instead of 25,000. But you could have a precise formula on the square footage of the lot.
That's right.
A good
I
way
could
to
put
do
that
it.
In. Yeah.
That's what I would.
And you would compare it to the size that's here.
Maybe
some of these
that,
look like
yeah.
they're only half.
Some are small. Yeah.
Consensus of council
that
we go
good.
On the first.
And with the Whitemouth ones, they were all very close in size. Sorry?
No, keep going.
I don't have that.
No.
They were all close in size, but they weren't exactly the same. So maybe just an average of the 5 that we sold.
I just wonder if there was a different market value in Seven Sisters compared to Whitemouth.
I don't think much of a
no,
difference
you don't.
For that.
I'm okay with that. What Duncan's proposing, do that.
Done.
Can we see the numbers?
Oh, I'm tabling it just to bring it forward back to you guys.
Yeah,
I just so I have an idea kind of what to even bring to you. So this is perfect.
It's a good idea, a good start anyway.
She's just going to compare it that way. That works good, I think. Okay, number 3. Seasonal employees.
What is
it? Oh, public works.
Yes.
Seasonal employees, what does it mean, guys?
Whereas advertisements have been placed, applications received, and interviews held for public works seasonal employees, Now therefore be it resolved that the successful applicants are Blaine Grant to commence on May 13th, 2024 and Miguel Paris to commence on April 29th, 2024 and be it further resolved that they be paid as per the collective agreement.
Honky.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
Sorry, my wife just got hit by a car.
Oh,
no.
go!
So she's fine, but I'm distracted at
yeah.
the moment. She's
she okay?
A drunk driver ran into them.
What in the hell? And wiped my ear.
No, I think in Bozich or somewhere.
You're okay?
Yeah. Sorry.
No,
that's quite all right.
Oh.
Jesus, are you just, which way, any kids with her, nothing?
No.
So the last item we have before I go into camera is the Minister of Municipal and Northern Relations request for participation in an independent study. I only included that today because we're 3 weeks between council meetings and I didn't know if anybody wanted to participate in that or if you wanted me to participate in that for you. That's all.
What really is it?
What it is they're trying to do an independent study and the province is asking for assistance. It's aimed at examining representation, inclusion, and participation of all people within local governments across Manitoba. It complements similar work that the department had done at the provincial level. So it has three objectives, the primary objectives, and it's just asking for participation. We can certainly table this, but at least now you have room, food for thought if it's something you're interested in, or if you're not, I'll just pass it along.
I don't know. But if we need it, we just got it, we want to think about it, we'll table it.
Okay, perfect, thank you. If I may please have a resolution to go into camera.
You have a mover to go into camera, please?
Stair.
Seconder? All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Thank you so very much.
Nice.
Guess we're done.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for coming, at least.
I just wanted to say one thing.
At least we got somebody here.
All the rumors are started. Somebody said that one guy walked over.
Apparently, that's not true. Well, this is in the industrial part.
No, this wasn't
right in the
town.
I know, but they're talking about the industrial part.
Yeah. It's not true, whatever you heard. So. I haven't read it.
I would prefer not because we're not accepting anything. Oops, this is the wrong one.
What?
Well, trying to be sneaky.
It's just the wrong one. Oh, wait, that's on.
Thank you very much.
I can't
perfect.
See. Is that right one?
Excellent. I've got it all. Thank you so much.
I'll have to get some free braille soon.
Yeah, pretty soon.
Okay, so what we'll do then is I'm just ensuring that I have the actual direction now that, thank you very much for going into camera with me for legal, so I will just be advising your those persons that the offers to purchase were denied.
Correct.
Call for adjournment, please.
Thank you.
If I may have a mover.
Stand over, please. Adjourn.
Stir.
Seconder.
Stir.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned at, it's 2:40.
Thank you very much, Mr. Reeve and Council, for your direction.